Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast, where we help you plan vacations in 30 minutes or less. Connect with us and other Disney friends in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group.
Hey, Disneyland friends. This is Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure you heard about our spring ticket deal for 2020. If you're listening before May 18th, you still have time to get this deal. It's even better than what Disneyland itself has to offer. Visit disneylandwithkids.info/discounts for all the details on booking with our ticket partner.
This week on Disneyland with Kids, we're talking about the Princess Breakfast Adventures character meal at Napa Rose. I'm Leslie from Trips with Tykes.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
So Jessica, you and I had a chance to enjoy Princess Breakfast Adventures together several months ago. So I'm excited to get to talk to you about it and see what our takes are on it. So let's just start with the very basic of basics. What is Princess Breakfast Adventures?
Well, it is a meal and a chance to meet with your favorite Disney princesses. So this is sort of similar to the other character dining options, but there are definitely some places that it's different, and we're going to get into that. But it is hosted at Napa Rose inside the Grand Californian.
That's right. Yeah, it is one of the character meals, but it definitely is in a league all of its own. So I'm glad we're doing a standalone episode about it because it is very different than all of the other four character meal experiences at Disneyland. So one other thing we should mention are the hours and the days it's offered. It's not something offered every day. It's only offered Thursdays through Mondays from 8 a.m. until noon. So if you're going on some of those other days of the week, midweek, you'll have to, unfortunately, miss this character meal. But it does hit the peak times, the weekends, and then people who are kind of coming in for a long weekend or leaving for a long weekend. All right, well, let's talk cost, Jessica, because that's the big elephant in the room when it comes to Princess Breakfast Adventures. How much is this going to set you back?
This is $125 per person plus tax and tip. So this just made waves when they first announced this. And I think mostly because we're comparing it to the other options that we have. And there used to be a princess experience inside California Adventure for a meal. And this is more than double that. So $125 per person, and that's ages 3 and up. It's the same price for everyone right now.
That's right. That really was a little bit shocking to everybody because Disneyland had never had a character experience of this price. And of course, there not being a child discount, because I don't know about you, but my 6-year-old pretty much eats a Mickey waffle and that's it, no matter how fancy or how expensive the meal is. So that's a lot of money for like the 3 and 4 and 5-year-olds who may not eat a lot. But but you know, it does bear mentioning that Disney World does have a lot of expensive character options. There's an equivalent tea at the Grand Floridian that's actually, I think, a bit more expensive than this. So this is not unprecedented for Disney. It's just a bit unprecedented for Disneyland.
Yeah. And on price point, you really have to consider what this experience is offering. So don't just think of it as food. And we're going to get into that for sure. But again, the food is really fantastic, I think. But this is not just breakfast. So you have to think of the whole experience in terms of cost.
No, I think that's right. And we'll, by the time we get to the end of this episode, I think folks will understand why the price is what it is. And we can talk about whether it's worth it at that point. But a couple of other logistics we should mention for anyone doing this character meal. If you are driving into the parks or driving into the resort and not necessarily going to the parks, the Grand Californian does offer 5 hours of validated free parking for you. And the restaurant also has a 1-day cancellation policy with a $25 per person penalty if you cancel in less time than that. That's higher than the other restaurant reservation cancellation policies at Disneyland. Is that right?
Yeah, it's usually $10 and you have 24 hours to cancel, like you mentioned. So definitely something to keep an eye on if you aren't certain Definitely set reminders on your phone or your calendar to let you know when's the last chance to cancel. And I like to do that with lots of things like hotel reservations and flights, stuff like that. So that's just a good habit to get into for travel.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely a person who makes a lot of reservations in advance and then cancels them strategically a few days before once my overall schedule shakes out. But, and I should mention, Disney is very generous. Like if your child comes down with an illness and you really can't go to a meal, they are very reasonable about cancellations under extraordinary circumstances. So it never hurts if there's something that arises that's out of your control to give someone at customer service a call, and they can usually work it out for you. So just in case, we should mention that as well. All right, well, let's dive into the food, because Jessica, I know you are the resident foodie here at Disneyland with Kids, and it's almost as much fun for me to watch you eating the food as it was for me to eat the food myself. So,
oh, that is so great.
I mean, it was great. But let's start with when you come into Princess Breakfast Adventures, adults who would enjoy it or who do drink are offered champagne. I had to a little bit go out of my way to get my glass of champagne. It wasn't, I guess some of the cast members maybe weren't very quick on the draw to see everybody coming in and have the glass at the ready. So if you do drink champagne, be sure to get yours when you come in, because that is included. So first thing when we got to our table, food-wise, is a bread basket. So what did you enjoy from that basket, Jessica?
Everything. really, it's a beautiful display of different things that you can eat, like sunrise citrus and vanilla bun, raspberry glaze, assorted fruit slices, berries, all kinds of things, right? It was just everything that they brought to us, we were just in awe of. And the food is very photogenic as well. So we definitely took so many pictures. And I really didn't try anything that I didn't like over the course of the breakfast.
Yeah, I would agree. Everything was just stunning in terms of its beauty as well as its taste. So I was very impressed, but I like my carbs being a Southern girl. So the bread basket was really fun. And you have to be careful here because this meal has so many courses that it's really easy to fill up at the beginning and then not to get to enjoy some of the offerings at the end. So go easy on the bread basket. I had to restrain myself and only have a couple of bites of different things there. So after that comes, or almost usually right when it comes, you also get an appetizer platter. I mean, actually a tiered platter. It was really also visually impressive as well. Any highlights from that for you, Jessica?
Wow. Again, I am a sucker for cranberry cream cheese because that is featured in that tower. And right now I have some in my fridge, and my husband came home and was like, there's a lot missing from this, but Disney just does everything over the top. And the starter with the three tiers, they will give you one of those for your table, but they'll put one of each thing, like for each guest. So you don't have to necessarily like worry about getting your fair share of sampling everything.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody gets a taste. And if your child doesn't like some item, then you get two. But unfortunately, we didn't have our kids with us on this trip. So Jessica and I divided it equally. But all right. Well, yeah, the starters are really impressive. And it's also, like I said, easy to fill up on the starters. But hold off, because the main event food-wise at Princess Breakfast Adventures is a giant buffet. I mean, a decadent buffet. This is not the Mickey waffles and the scrambled eggs only like you'll get at other character breakfasts. So what did you spot on the buffet that tickled your taste buds, Jessica?
Well, I tried a little bit of everything, but one of the things that I thought was really cool is they have the waffles along with chicken or not in its own little serving dish. So instead of like a platter just full of Mickey waffles, they actually have it like individual portions ready to grab and go. And that just, it really stepped up the game of the whole experience. I mean, this is Napa Rose. This is known for being more elegant and high class there at Napa Rose at the Grand Californian. So that definitely set it apart. And some of the kid offerings, including those Mickey waffles like mac and cheese, they also had those in single serving. And it just made it really easy for little ones to grab. I really liked seeing the fruit displayed in a fruit kebab, again, giving you an assortment of fruit easily. Let's see, there were so many things to try, but I gave myself a good balance of the carbs and the meat and probably more carbs, but it was definitely exquisite.
It was. The presentation was amazing. And there was a good mix. I mean, this is where if you have the picky eater that you will find something for them to eat, because I did think some of the appetizers were perhaps a little too fancy for my youngest at least to enjoy. But the buffet is where you'll find the standbys there. You know, the mac and cheese was amazing. Right. And I love that they had one that had breadcrumbs and one that didn't. So the kids who want it plain could have it plain. And then me, I wanted mac and cheese too. So I totally got to partake as well. But yeah, the presentation was really well done. And there's, you know, the standbys like the scrambled eggs and just enough variety there that a child is going to get a lot of different choices. And then the adults can try something that's a little more exotic. I remember there being something like tempura, like maybe a shrimp. Yes. And I don't see that on the Disneyland website, but that was a highlight for me. So it may be that the menu is not exactly identical to what you see on the Disneyland website. So be prepared to just be surprised. But I think it's safe to say that the usual standbys will be on the menu for you to plan around for your children.
Yeah, definitely. Regular breakfast stuff, because that's one of the things too, when they first came out with this breakfast, the menu that they showcased online just didn't sound appetizing. And like you said, still some of the things there, there's definitely more than that, than what is listed on the Disneyland website, including, you know, just the basics, eggs and sausage and bacon and roasted vegetables. All those kind of things that you expect at a breakfast, they have those as well. And then just some things that are a little bit more fancy. And even with the kids and wanting simple things or familiar things, they might be interested in some of these different dishes because they're just so pretty and they might be willing to try something that looks different just because of the presentation.
I think that's right. This is your chance to have a little Disney magic, hopefully expand your child's palate. I have not had that much luck with my youngest, but my oldest has. So I hope that works out for our listeners. So let's get to the part that everybody's been waiting for, dessert. That was probably the most visually impressive part of the meal to me. The desserts were just adorable. The pastry chefs at Napa Rose outdid him or herself. So what did you see and enjoy on the dessert platter?
Well, there is a cotton candy, strawberry and almond crunch and vanilla chantilly. Do you remember that one? Because it has, right, Pop Rocks, I think, or something similar. So when you put it in your mouth, you know, it just kind of has an explosion of flavor. And it's so cute too. It's pink and with the cotton candy on top. That one was so much fun.
I totally agree. Everything on the dessert platter was so much fun. And everything, several things were themed. Like, I love that there were cake pops in the colors of different Disney princesses. So it really was inspired by the princesses' colors. And there were seashell macarons, which I think were Ariel colors, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes, I love that one.
Yeah, so this is really cute. And again, just like the appetizer platter, there's one for everybody. So you don't have to, you know, to pass on one of your favorite items because of what's being offered. So that's great. And if by any chance you are full at the end of the meal and you just can't enjoy the desserts, you just have no more room left, they will box up anything that doesn't melt for you so you can take that with you, an adorable box, and maybe have it as a snack later in the day.
Yeah, and that's a great strategy. When you get that food, think about things that will not be good as a take-home experience and eat those things first and then package everything else up to take with you because you're going to want to eat those later. They're so delicious.
Totally agree. All right. Well, that was a lot of food, but I know a lot of people want to do this meal because of the characters, because of the princesses. So let's talk princesses. There are up to 8 that you can see at Disney Princess Breakfast Adventures. Do you know who those are? Can you name them from memory, Jessica?
From memory, I don't know, but I might have a little cheat sheet. I can tell you.
Good.
Those 8 princesses might be Ariel, Rapunzel, Mulan, Aurora, Belle, Tiana, Jasmine, and Pocahontas.
That's a lot. So now you won't get to see all 8. I know some of the early reviews that came out of Princess Breakfast Adventures did have all 8 making an appearance. I think we saw 6. Is that right, Jessica?
I think we saw 6, and I might have seen 1 more because I know you had to skip out a little bit early. The one on the list that we didn't see was Pocahontas. There were a lot, and you see them throughout the entire experience. And I think one of the things that you might want to do when you arrive is ask your server which princesses are going to be visiting you today so that you can get your kids prepared because, you know, sometimes we overpromise our kids and what they're going to see and what they're going to do. So I think it's smart to say that we're going to see some Disney princesses and it's going to be a surprise. And if they have one that's really special to them, you know, let them know you hope that you see them too. But we won't know who's there that until we get there. So ask your server and then you can kind of plan and coordinate right at the beginning. And then also you can make sure that you have seen each of those princesses during your trip because there's so much going on that you might be at the buffet and miss someone walking by that you wanted to see. But if you already know who to look out for, you're better prepared so you don't miss anyone special.
I totally agree. And unlike other character meals at Disneyland where there is a guaranteed character, I don't think there really is a guaranteed princess at this meal. So, I mean, there are ones that are there more reliably than others, like Pocahontas sometimes, like we said, is hit or miss. And but so don't promise anyone to your children, but know that there's no one that's guaranteed. When we happen to have dined, we saw Rapunzel when we entered, when we first came in and we're waiting for our table. She came over for a photograph and a meet and greet. And then many of the other princesses came to our table once we were seated. I think we saw Ariel, Belle, Tiana, Jasmine came to our table. So yeah, just know that there will be different princesses at different times and they will mix it up, at least for those meet and greets. But yeah, great advice about not overpromising to the kids because, that's a lot of cast members that they have to meet, to fit those costumes and those, you know, those looks. So definitely great advice. So I did have to run early because I had another thing to go to, and we'll talk about timing a little bit later, but you got to enjoy the special activities outside with the princesses. So tell folks a little bit about what those are and which princesses were doing what.
Yeah. So after you're finished with your meal and your server will come by and ask you, if you're ready to move outside for story time. So they have those throughout the morning. So it will just kind of be a timing thing when you go to that, when you're wrapping up and you'll head outside. Outside, there's coffee, there's hot chocolate and tea as well. So it's just yet another thing that you can enjoy during your experience. And at my visit, Belle was outside and she did a story time with the kids. And this was really such a highlight because in our little group, because they take you out in different timings, there was probably 3 or 4 little kids outside who just got to sit right at Belle's feet on the ground as she told a story. And she really interacted with the kids and let them tell parts of the story. This is a unique one-on-one experience, almost one-on-one, you know, that you can't get anywhere else. It was so adorable. And the parents can sit behind the kids or they can just enjoy their coffee. It's a small area out there, so really intimate. And from there, we moved on to meeting Mulan and then also Ariel to take a photo pass picture that is free with your meal. So you get a card to download that photo for free.
That's great. Well, we should also mention PhotoPass is included, but there are other special gifts that come along with this meal as well. Kids are able to choose between like a sword and shield set or a necklace that is princess inspired. And adults get what? Adults get something too.
Adults get a chocolate takeaway gift as well as a drawstring bag. And you're going to fill that up really quickly because of the things that you've probably packaged to go as well. And then the photo pass is included technically in the adults package as well.
Yeah, that's something we should probably mention, that kids who are under three who aren't paying for the meal don't get the gifts. So folks should be aware about that. We did actually ask some cast members while we were dining there, well, could I trade in my adult gift so like a younger child could get one of the child gifts? And it doesn't really work that way because the photo pass is assigned to the adult and the so you can't really do a mix and match. So just keep that in mind if you're taking like a two-year-old, that they won't necessarily get the gifts and they may not care, but they would care if big brother or big sister was getting the gifts, right?
Right. And the PhotoPass experience as well, it's not really something you can skip. The way it's orchestrated, everyone goes to that point in that process before they leave Napa Rose. So there is a reason why these things are the way they are, even though it's tricky because a lot of people go, oh, well, it's 125. Well, that's perfect. I'm going to take my kid before they're three. But again, there's ways that you can get around that as well. You could bring in something of your own. And I'm hoping by now, but I'm not certain that they've implemented this, that you could buy those things on site at Napa Rose if you wanted to add that necklace or that sword and shield.
Yeah, and we forgot to mention too, an autograph book is given to the kids at the very beginning.
That's right.
So you don't have to, I mean, chances are you might have your own autograph book already, but if you're doing this at the very beginning of your trip, you don't need to buy a new autograph book because you're going to get one as part of this meal. So that's another great included value in what the meal offers. So the gifts really were more impressive than I was expecting. And they do add up because there really is something for everybody who's paying that $125 price. All right, well, we've already shared a few tips. So let's dive into a couple of other tips that we might have for this character dining experience. And the one that I would stress the most is consider carefully whether your child is old enough and patient enough for this entire meal. The meal from start to finish, from the moment we sort of entered the restaurant to the time that you finished the outside activities, is about 3 hours long. And you are doing different things during different periods of this, but it's a really, really long time for a lot of toddlers, especially if you have a kid who's very active, who doesn't enjoy food that much. So really consider carefully. I mean, I personally think the sweet spot for this is 5 and up. I don't think a lot of 2 and 3 and 4 year olds have the patience, but you know your child best, but objectively evaluate your child's attention span before you drop the big bucks on this meal. Is that fair?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that was really fun to go with you to this and look around and observe who is there and consider when would it be appropriate to spend this money and also spend this time and what ages. So that's something that we thought about even as we were doing it. Saw a lot of different families, a lot of different situations during that princess dining experience. And it seemed like the kids that were there really enjoyed it and they were like a perfect fit for it. But I think maybe one thing you could do is to consider this is can your kids sit through a movie in the movie theaters? That's like kind of a start to compare that just from being out in public, not at home watching a movie, like going to the theaters. And definitely, you know your kid well and you know your kid the best, but I think that's a good starting point because we don't usually, most people don't take their kids out to 3-course meals at a fancy restaurant. And if they've done that, then they're probably ready for this as well.
No, I totally agree. And one other thing that you could keep in mind, especially if you have multiple kids, this doesn't have to be a character meal where you take the whole family. If you have one child who is just gaga about princesses and the other ones could take it or leave it, this could be a meal that's a special occasion event where mother-daughter go. Or we actually saw, I think, one table that had a mom and a daughter and a grandmother. And I thought that was a really special idea. So, you know, think about whether or not this is a time where you want to split the team, which if you have a bigger family, you know, that's, there's a lot of money involved on the table. So I know a lot of people who are doing this, just like one parent and one child.
Yeah, I love that idea. It's definitely something special. It's very different from all the character experiences. And they've put so much detail into this and so many steps kind of along the way, all the things that are involved in this dining experience. So definitely consider that and make it even more special.
I agree. Well, one final tip from me. I think that most people should do this meal on a non-park day because it's such a long experience. It does take away from time that you're paying for a park ticket, and you do want to savor it. You don't want to rush through it. So this is a great thing to do, I think, especially on a departure day. So if you have like an afternoon flight or you're leaving to drive home, do it in the morning and then leave. It's a great way to end your vacation. I think a lot of people also sometimes do it on an arrival day. So if you're able to get into Disneyland on your arrival day before noon when the last seating is, then that's something to keep in mind as well. So yeah, but I hate for folks to pay $125 per person and be paying for a park ticket and not able to take advantage of all of the value of each of those.
I totally agree. Those are great tips, Leslie.
All right. Well, tons of fun talking this character meal with you, Jessica. We always end it here at Disneyland with kids with a would you rather. So our would you rather today is from Stephanie B. Jessica, would you rather go to Disneyland in the pouring rain or on the hottest day of the year?
You guys are probably laughing at me because you know that I am always cold and I prefer heat over cold any day. And I have been to Disneyland on very, very hot days, over 100 degrees. And I would still pick that over being cold.
All right. Well, I'm going to pick the pouring rain, but only because I haven't experienced it myself. I actually have never been to Disneyland on a day when it's raining, but I love low crowds and rain keeps the locals away. So I am willing to suffer through being wet to get to ride all the rides.
Love it.
All right, Jessica. Well, it's been a ton of fun talking Princess Breakfast Adventures. And thanks so much for joining us, everyone, here on Disneyland with Kids. Listeners of the Disneyland with Kids podcast report laundry getting folded and put away quicker when they listen and fold. Whistle while you work. Subscribe now to the Disneyland with Kids podcast.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
With the Planet Fitness Black Card, you don't just get a great workout, you get a great perk out. Because your membership is packed with perks. For $1 down and $24.99 a month, you'll get perks like access to any of our 2,400 clean and spacious locations. Bring your friend anytime and both work out with tons of equipment that'll give you that big fitness energy. Relax in the Black Card Spa and more. Work out and perk out with the PF Black Card. Join for just $1 down and $24.99 a month. See Home Club for details.